name that really jumps out from the schedule as someone who's making his subscription debut is Gustavo Dudamel, and I'm interested in what you've seen and heard from Dudamel, and what your take is on why this guy is so compelling, and what you feel like is leading him to such success with the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
Gustavo shares a lot of the same characteristics as our own music director, Anders Nelsons, does, in that he's got this incredible gift for communication on the podium. And I think that's what has inspired our audiences here, just as it's inspired the audiences in Los Angeles, where Gustavo has been, I think, for the now 10 years or so at least. So we were very pleased that he was able to accept an invitation to come for two subscription weeks, because I had it been one, it would have been a real dilemma of what to think that we might program with him. But having 2 weeks allows for a great contrast. And of course, we were very eager to hear some of the music of his own Latin American tradition. And so with two programs, we were able to dedicate one to standard repertoire, more or less, the Spring Symphony of Schumann and The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. And then the second program is works of by Venezuelan and Argentinian composers. The Argentinian composer is Alberto Ginastera, whose first piano concerto will be played by Sergio Tempo. And the Ginastera first concerto is a piece that does have a history with the BSO. We performed soon after its premiere. It was premiered by the National Symphony Orchestra. We gave a series of performances of it, conducted by Eric Leinsdorf with Jean Carlos Martins as the pianist, and then made a recording for RCA. It's a performance and recording which, for some reason or other, hasn't made it to CD, but an excellent recording. And the BSO at the time gave a number of performances of the work, both here and on tour. So it's somehow buried deep in our DNA. And I think it'll be a wonderful chance to revisit this fantastic piece. It's relatively short, about 25 minutes, compact in four movements, but with tremendous vitality. And then two works which reflect or draw upon the Creole tradition that is part of Venezuelan music. So the big work is the Cantata Criolla by Antonio Estevez, which is a piece that Gustavo has done a number of times around the world. It's exciting work that calls on for a big percussion section, for our chorus to be able to emulate a number of different colors in their singing. It has two protagonists, a tenor and a baritone. So a very thrilling piece, which I think will be probably new to most concert goers in Boston. There are a couple of different recordings, so they can have a chance certainly to hear it beforehand, but it's never been played here in Boston, to my knowledge. So I'm very happy that with these two programs with Gustavo Dudamel, we're able to see sort of two sides of his musical personality. And it encapsulates in some way the tremendous work that he's done in Los Angeles over the last decade, both in the standard repertoire and in music that's close to his heart. And we hope that this is the beginning of a new era of association with Gustavo, who has only conducted the BSO once before, and that was 2006 at Tanglewood. So he's been here, of course, with both the Simon Bolivar Orchestra and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. It's great to have him in front of the home band.